kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
At sa ating segment na Bakit Australia, kasama natin ang 30, mahigit 30 taon na naninirahan sa Bribie Island. Kasama natin si Angelie Taylor. Magandang araw si Angelie.
Magandang araw din and buenos dias.
Yeah.
Buenos dias porque I live in Zamboanga City. So, been here for more than 30 years now, right in Bribie Island, which is the beautiful paradise in Bribie Island.
Naku, mukhang nakikita ko na yung mga beach at nararamdaman ko na napakaganda. At nabanggit mo, nag-chachabacano ka, at pati Bisaya, pati mo na rin ang Bisaya, ang mga kababayan natin.
Bisaya, a little bit of Tagalog because this is our national language, of course, but being working here, so my passion are all Australian, English, yeah. But international. We are very multilingual here, very international. So I speak 4 languages.
Multilingual talaga, no? Angelie, dahil nga nabangga natin yan ang segmento, Bakit Australia? Kaya ang unang tanong siguro, bakit ba Australia? Paano ka napadpad sa Australia?
Oh, my uncle was a Canadian consulate, but he advised me, because I have 2 choices, to come to Australia from Singapore, Philippines to Singapore, then I have to choose which is Canada or Australia. So I picked Australia because it's much closer to Philippines, and my uncle said that Canada is freezing cold here, at least we have 4 seasons. Yeah. So I picked Australia, which is, I'm really grateful. Because so it's a blessing that I was landed in Australia and Bribie Island, which is the paradise, but just 45 minutes from Brisbane. So very convenient as being an island and a beautiful nature. And yeah, I pick Australia because such a beautiful place to live.
Mm-hmm. Angelie, anong taon yan? At ano yung mga unang hamon na nararamdaman mo na pagdating mo ng Australia?
When pagdating ko dito, mga 1997 yan. And then nag-tourist lang ako. Tapos sabi ko, oh, ang ganda naman. Very quiet. Tapos it seems like, and then nadaramdam ko na parang ang future ko is here. So at first, I really had a struggle. The culture, the language, the driving, especially because in the Philippines, we have a chauffeur, and here you have to do everything. So I adjusted that. It takes maybe 10 years to adjust, and then I did my university here again. So from sa Pilipinas, registered midwife ako. Tapos pagdating ko dito, mag-start na lang ako sa from the scratch due to different law, different civilization, different the nursing law. So very important to learn the law here. Very strict here, so I have to go back to university, which is Queenstown University. So na-achieve ko yun, and then tuloy-tuloy na I was recommended. A bit popular now because all the people in Bribie Island knows me, and then I went for a labor. I was also politics. So I was nominated as a nurse community, thank God, 2 years ago in Brisbane. So I was one of the nominee of 100 applicants. So that was a privilege. And so my boss now, I'm a head nurse, and I own I own a business, which is a nursing community services, nurse to care. So most of our staff are Filipinos, because that is being asked. I'm sorry, it's being asked by our Australian clients, who are such a good worker, hard worker. Even my boss now, because I'm the head nurse of our popular GP top doctors. So my boss said, I'm going to build an Angelie Academy, all RN is Filipino. which is I'm very proud, and my colleague are very proud because I made it my virtue and at saka being so hardworking nurse na ano ko yan na na-achieve ko yan so that it will be a good reputation to our nurses here and to ibang Pilipino.
Nabanggit mo yan, ano? Ang reputasyon talaga ng mga nurse, sa Pinoy nurse, sa buong mundo, hindi lamang sa Australia, ay talaga namang hardworking at talagang yung kalinga ay nandyan. Bakit sa palagay mo?
Because being a head nurse, so I train the one who is resilient, yung natatagal talaga ang Pilipino lang talaga. Kasi pinakita ko sa kanila na ang how I work, I never stop, and then I never complain, and then we are so caring. As our natural, being a Filipino nurse is our assets, is our gift. So the nurses that I hired, Filipina, I said, we have to be good, you have to be good like me, and then our reputation will just spread out. So my boss decided, you're right, the Filipino nurse.
Nabanggit mo kanina ikaw ay isang midwife sa Pilipinas, tapos naging nurse ito, registered midwife. Pinlano mo din ba maging midwife o ay nurse na lang? Bakit naging ganun na naging tahak mo?
So, when I came here, I was a registered midwife back home. But when I was working at Caboolture Hospital, I was, they all liked me and even all the head nurse there. When I was an RN at the Caboolture Hospital, they want me to be a registered midwife as well. So just do 6 months and or 9 months, and then we want you to be a midwife. You'll be a good midwife. But I was thinking that if I will do a midwife, I can't be. My ambition actually is to be a nurse since I was born. But my mom depriving me not to because it's a hard work. So I have to leave Philippines to do my RN, so away from my mom because my mom really disliked to be a nurse. But I made it, so he was proud that I made it into a hard work. It's not easy, but I am so resilient and hardworking. So we can do it. But I did encourage a lot of nurses who are RN, a good RN now. They see me as a role model. So, and they said, at the end, you made it, so we can make it. So thank you. I encouraged them. And I guided them how to be a good nurse here in Australia.
Nagbibigay ka na ng payo sa karaniwan sa mga nurse at sa iba pang mga Pinoy na pupunta dito. Parang panghuling tanong sa'yo, Angelie, ano yung masasabi mo lalo sa mga bagong pupunta pa lamang dito o nagpaplano pa lamang na hindi man nurse o kahit anong oportunidad na makuha nila sa Australia?
Yeah. So the best opportunity now that because you in the Philippines we have a year 12. So even if you pass your being an RN in the Philippines, it depends. When you come here and apply it, just have a little bit of experience, even though a little bit of experience, because the one I trained, she wasn't even experienced. But because she's very intelligent, hard worker, she unbelievable. My boss love her. She is so, she got what I taught her. She, kuwat na kuwat niya. Kuwat na sabi. Binigay ko sa kanya ang mga sekreto paano maging nurse, being liked by the boss. Yeah, she got it. And then she got the job. So my advice is to study your RN and get a little bit of experience because you don't get a culture shock. Being a nurse here is so different. So, but the basic nursing is there, but it just we need to know the law and especially the policy of nursing here in Australia. But yeah, I'm so proud of our Filipino nurses. So those who wants to work with our nurse to care as well, and also wants to be trained, it's me. I'm here to support them.
Yeah, no, Maraming maraming salamat, Angeli.
Maraming din salamat and gracias. Muchas gracias.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.